Oh man, really pleased to be closing out the evening, and there's some really great stories. I kind of feel motivated to jump track and tell some funeral stories now, but I'm going to stick to four really short anecdotes about my mother. I couldn't think of a good long story, but I've got a lot of charming details to share about my mother. So the first one is that 15 years ago, I menstruated for the first time. Yay. I don't know why you're applauding that, but cool. And, you know, so April 1st, 2002. And my mother just refused to believe me because, you know, she just assumed I was, like, making stuff up for April Fools. And she was saying, Miriam, obviously you couldn't have gotten your period. You're too short. And I had to argue for a full 10 minutes to get this pad. So... I guess you people out there, you can enjoy your pranks or whatever, but to me, this holiday will always encapsulate the painful awkwardness of puberty. The second story is from the 2005 National Book Festival. And, you know, my mom, you know, we've always just like, you know, we have a bit of a fangirl in both of us, but, my, you know, one of the best things I've ever seen my mother do is that Tom Wolfe is riding around in his golf cart at the 2005 National Book Festival around the mall. And he's, you know, he's wearing his little white suit because he's Tom Wolfe. And my mom just leaps in front of his golf cart and goes, "You're Tom Wolfe!" And he says, "Yes, I am," and drove around to her. And the third thing I wanted to share is that one of the best things about my mom is that she likes to sort of hint at ribald things, but, you know, she'll, like, you know, sort of give you, like, a wink-wink, nudge-nudge about dirty content, but then, you know, what I like to do is I like to say, "Wait, I don't get it, can you explain yourself?" And then she'll just freak out and just, like, go completely silent while convulsing with laughter and just, like, be unable to communicate. It's great. So one of my favorite times is she was, like, nicely taking some friends of mine out to dinner, and we're having dinner at, like, Buck's Fishing and Camping in D.C., and she's saying something about John F. Kennedy and, like, hinting at something. She's like, you know, "Oh, Kennedy was just outrageous. He used to take prostitutes to the White House pool and just, you know, have the Secret Service men push them under at the right moment." And I'm like, "Mom, what are you talking about? What's the right moment?" And, you know, she just freaks out, and it was great. And the fourth thing that I want to share, my last thing, is that she's an epidemiologist. She spent, you know, several decades working for the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, so she studies car crashes for a living and, you know, writes all this cool stuff about, you know, how to make the roads safer. And there's this one night in 2013 when I'm over at their house and I'm trying to head out, and she's like, "Are you sure you don't want to crash here tonight?" And I'm like, "No, I want to go home." And she's like, I'm worried that you're too tired to go home. I've counted the number of times you've blinked in the past minute. And according to that, you've reached a certain level of fatigue, so you really want to consider staying here tonight." And, you know, I just feel like all of us, you know, there's like a surly teenager inside of us that sort of comes out when the parents are around. So, of course, my response to this is to grumpily say, "Mom, stop counting my blinks!" Thank you.